The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. My name is Bones, as always joined by the marvelous Kat Velour and the voluptuous Rob Humphrey.
Hello. It's been a little sexy time together, guys.
Stop with that.
It was a good time.
Join our Patreon.
Or not.
Like the all the time over there.
Yep. Join the Patreon, you cheap bastards. Get over there. Support the show. You know, get some good content. It's not like we're asking for money for nothing.
It's true.
You know, and then you'll feel better about yourself. You won't feel like such a cheap bastard. You'll be sitting around thinking, why am I such a freeloading loser all the time? You know, sitting there on your brother-in-law's couch, probably.
Well, speaking of Patreons and freeloaders, as you call them, I want to throw a quick shout out to Jinx. He joined the Patreon.
Jinx.
Oh, wait, hold on. Look at that.
Round of applause.
Throw it out for Jinx. He joined the Patreon. He is now a member of the three-tier Clover.
All right.
Good for Jinx.
Thank you, Jinx.
That's right. Thank you for supporting the show, Jinx. You're the man. Also, Nate. I want to mention again, Nate. Nate did up his tier from Robert the Tier 1 to the three-tier Clover, which I believe, if I'm doing math correctly, is the most popular.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
Three-tier Clover, baby.
Nice. Good job, Nate. I don't know how the Patreon works, so I don't mess with it. But I'm glad you're doing that, Nate. It's probably the best choice you've ever made in your life.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Dommy also on Twitter. She made the jump over to the Patreon. Thank you, Dom. Rich is back. You know, shout out to Nesto and Chris and Ghost and all them. We're really building a really nice community on Patreon. All seriousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know how it works, so I don't engage with it at all.
We're not going to talk about the email where we were threatened. Mostly very nice.
Transition to the next thing I wanted to talk about.
Wow.
We got the sound effects revamped.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, we added Rich's wow from last week's episode.
Wow.
That thing.
We
got a couple of nice. The way I was doing it, ghetto as fuck, which is why the sound effects came and went on this show quite often. Mostly because I'm a little stoned when we do this, and it's a lot of work for me the way I had it set up. So I have this little keypad. I have everything programmed on there. It took me an entire fucking day to do it. So best believe it's going to get used.
A little stoned?
Well, yeah, a little bit right now, yeah.
We're going to have to start drug testing, Kat.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute now. Hold on. I won't do that now. I just wanted to real quick. There's a couple. I'm not gonna go through all of them, but there's the original. We got that one. You know, all the old shit that you guys are used to on the show. But also we have a couple of new additions, and here's one of them.
Holy Jesus! Jumping,
There you go, Rob.
That's a great Yay. One. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another one that we have is
so much intercourse.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Not That's happy. My favorite one. Not happy about that.
That should be the intro to Sexy Time with Rob. That's my favorite sound clip of all time.
Hell no!
We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Also, a quick little precursor here. I don't remember which buttons are which for some of these yet.
Oh, good. So, perfect.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting...
fuck you, Jason.
Okay, that's that one. Yeah, we're gonna learn as we go, guys. All right, so
all right.
Yeah, that's how we do it around here. Very professional.
Yeah.
Say, everybody, haven't seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my
the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and with their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Guys, join the 2+ million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com. Use the Fansided 20 promo code to get 20% off free shipping on your entire order. Bundle up with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Guys, you're going to need that as you're getting older, trust me. Crop Preserver, that's their ball deodorant. I've told you how much you guys need that. Need every single day, believe me. If you're going to put deodorant on your armpits, why wouldn't you put it on the smelliest part of your body? It only makes sense. You can get the Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs. It even comes with a travel bag called the Shed. This can hold all your goodies, Manscaped, and more. Get comfy at home or on the go this fall season. It's our happiest time of the year as horror fans. Make sure you trimmed up nice. You're going to a Halloween party. You know, you're gonna lift the sheet, the ghost sheet. If you're going as a spooky ghost or whatever the hell you're doing, you want to make sure you're right under there, guys, or you're going to be standing at the punch table alone. You know what I'm saying? Manscaped.com, Fansided 20 promo code, 20% off free shipping. That's a Fansided 20 promo code. Don't miss out.
Because I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby.
All right. We have a voicemail this week. So okay. I figured we can hop into that some bitch real quick.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
And it's not Bobby Chase and Oompa Loompas around this time.
All right.
Yeah. So if you do want to leave a voicemail for the show,
trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
The number is 917-397-KILL. That's 917-397-5455. You can leave a message, anything horror related, anything about the show. You can air your grievances. Well, no, they air the grievances for the HR form.
Which is so, coming up next. I've got one for this week.
Oh, great. All right. So, yeah, we'll air it on the show and discuss it as you are about to hear right now.
Hey, guys, it's Jinx again. I'm finally a patron on the Clover tier, so now Rob can't call me a dirty freeloader because I'm on the patron. Sorry, Rob. Can't call me that anymore. And I'm sorry for hurting your feelings about the HR thing, you know, but that was a really good sandwich that Oompa Loompa 137 was going to have. I understand it was in the fridge, but come on, man. It was rude. Anyway, I'm currently listening to your guys' Hot Takes episode for horror. Thanks, Camp Counselor Greg, for the suggestion. And my hot take, I just wanted to add in onto that. Now, this guy was brought up a lot during that episode. Rob Zombie, hear me out, don't crucify me yet. Rob Zombie isn't that bad of a director. Uh-huh. Mikey kind of made a point of, like, if he's good at one thing and he's really damn good at it. Even like his Halloween movies. Again, don't kill me. I like his Halloween movies for what they are. I don't like them as Halloween movies, if that makes any form of sense. But that was my hot take. And like always, I'm going to leave you guys with a question. If you guys were set into a horror movie, how do you think would it go down? Who do you think would survive till the final act? Would Kat be a final girl? Or would Rob be the mystery killer, like Ghostface style? Or would Mikey just appear in one scene and then, I don't know, appear at the end as the savior? Who knows? How do you guys think a horror movie would go down if all three of you were in it some way? I love you guys, and I'm super happy to finally be a patron. Catch you later.
Well, first off, thank you for joining the Patreon. Don't ever apologize for that, not even to Rob. Also, great hot take. Rob Zombie, not that bad of a director.
Okay, counterpoint. My hot take. Jinx, I want you to go to Patreon. I want you to cancel your membership right now.
Oh,
we don't
no.
want your money. We don't want you to listen to our show.
That is not true, Jinx.
Mikey, can you bleep this?
You're going to have to find something else to listen to, my friend. You are no longer welcome here.
Don't
Rob Zombie is a terrible director who should not be allowed to touch. He shouldn't be allowed to watch movies, let alone make them.
Listen, if Rob had the ability to veto everyone that liked Rob Zombie, we wouldn't be doing the show with him.
I don't have a bleep for Rob, but I think this might work.
Wow, what an asshole!
But here's the thing. I think if there wasn't a show for you guys to do with me, that's actually kind of my paradise.
But seriously, though, Jinx, no, do not cancel your subscription. We love
having just
you.
Go click it, cancel it, delete the app from your phone, and go listen to somebody else. We're done with you, Jinx.
We're not. Don't listen to him.
I think I know what this is, but I'm not sure.
No. Hey, you've got to be a moron.
Oh, nope, that wasn't it. All right.
I think I speak for the entire show when I say
we don't
need a better quality listener than Jinx.
No.
No, Jinx is top tier, man. He's the king of the voicemails.
He is the king of the voicemails, and that's going to be kind of sad to lose him, but you're not allowed to call in anymore, Jinx, either. Block his number, Mikey.
Absolutely not. I do like the idea of me being the savior, though.
I was thinking Kat Velour is a nice final girl ring to it.
1,000% if there's a horror movie and we're in it, Kat is the only one that survived. Kat is the final girl. She's got swords. She's cutting people's pinkies off to get married and everything. I'm getting killed right away, especially if the killer in the movie is a hot, crazy chick. I'm dead. All right. And if it's not, there's only so much running I'm willing to do. All right. Mikey, I don't even know what's going to happen to you. You might survive too. You might be like that guy in Friday 2 who never leaves the bar.
Definitely,
he just survives that way. I could see you surviving in that manner.
Come back and be like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I could also see Kat being the killer. Like, she's just going to snap one day and kill us both.
I do think I would be the final girl or the killer. I think I would be an extreme end of a spectrum.
Okay.
But I'll admit it might not be the good end of the spectrum.
So Rob's going to be running away from the killer, and then eventually he's going to be like, you know what, man, fuck this shit. Just take
it. Yeah. I'm just going to lay down here. All right.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Just make it quick.
This is a fair question, man. That's fun. The three of us would be good in a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. I do like the idea, though, that the killer is like, if you come here, I'll make it quicker. And Rob's just like, okay.
Yeah. All right. It's fair enough.
Deal.
We've never seen that in a horror movie.
No, you don't see that.
I would like to, though. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But all that running and stuff, it's just exhausting after a while. It's like, whatever.
Just take it all.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so there's the answer to your question. Now go delete your Patreon.
No, do not delete your Patreon, Jinx. You spend all this time calling Jinx and everybody else a freeloader, and then they sign up and you tell them to leave.
Yeah, but look how they behave once they sign up. It's like they think they can just do whatever.
That's all right. What's wrong with that? Oh, wait, I do have something. Hey, Rob, this is back. Oh, fuck
me. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Got the whip back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was Jinx's voicemail. That was awesome. We love hearing from you, Jinx. Thank you for joining Patreon again, supporting the show.
I don't feel very supported, Jinx.
I actually was going to only read one of these, but I do have a couple of HR complaints to just knock out of the way real fast. One, I was a little bit inspired by the voicemail on the topic of hot takes. We just couldn't let this one be. We got a complaint filed by camp counselor Greg.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Wait. Fucking Greg. All right. Go ahead.
It is filed against Mikey Bones officially.
What?
And the nature of the complaint, someone at Slasher Radio is being a baby bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Wow. The information given, Mikey and Rob both dislike 31 by Rob Zombie. Yep. That is some straight up bullshit. 31 was one of his better films.
You want to take this one, Rob? Why is that against me? Rob don't like it either.
He said me. He just didn't list me in the thing.
I did say officially. The
reality is 31 is not only one of Rob Zombie's worst films, it's one of the world's worst films. He's not a genius. It is terrible. It is. No, Greg, no.
Okay, hear me out, though. I don't think it's worse than in content. Not necessarily in quality, but just in content. I don't think it's worse than Three from Hell.
Oh.
Premise-wise, in terms of just, like, general things that make me immediately want to leave a movie, I don't think 31 is the worst.
That's fucked up right there. Three from Hell's way better. Rob, come on.
Nah.
Three from Hell's better than 31.
The headdress, man. I think, was worse than anything in 31.
Come on, Rob.
I don't know, guys. This is tough. This is like, you're asking me, like, which one's better, stepping on a Lego or a paper cut? They both suck. It's just which one sucks more.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say the better of the two movies in this instance is 31.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I like the idea behind 31. It's executed horribly and it's terribly done.
That is, I will say, I think Three from Hell is done better given the premise that they started with. But in premise, I think 31 is better. And I don't get why you guys hate on this one as much as you do.
And 31 has no luchadors with machine guns.
That's true.
I'm very upset with both of you right now.
But 31 is objectively a terrible movie.
It's not the best movie.
It's Greg at this point. Like, Greg, we love you to death, dude. We really, truly do. You're the fuck. You're a cool dude. But goddamn, man, you in movies. 31's bad. I don't know. It's just gotten to the point where it's a science. If Greg likes it, it's bad. You know, that's where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a tough choice you guys made me.
Sorry.
Made me face with there. I mean,
I'll admit I got a little bit off topic on that one. Our other complaint it's actually our newest complaint. It was submitted yesterday. It was filed by Freddy Krueger, The Shoes.
Okay.
Oh, motherfucker.
It was the complaint is filed against Rob Humphrey.
How my own shoes gonna file a complaint against me?
Well, I've got an answer for you. It's me, bitch, the Freddy Shoes here. I gained sentience when Rob stuck his smelly ass fucking troll feet in me. Someone take me the fuck away from this baby back bitch. He doesn't deserve to have me on his feet after constantly calling me a little kid diddler. I just murdered them, but I will diddle his toes if he keeps this shit up.
Wow.
Look, it's canon that Freddy was a child diddler.
No, it's not.
All right. It's in the remake. It's in the franchise. It's there.
Remake don't count.
Child diddler.
Yeah, I did think since we were talking about Nightmare on Elm Street, we just couldn't leave this complaint off.
And as I pointed out earlier today, I'm the only one of us that was fan enough of the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise to purchase these shoes. Nobody else bought them. And I look damn good in them, by the way. I rock shit out of those shoes.
No, you don't. And I would like to point out, if I had little girl feet like Rob, I'd have the goddamn shoes too. They sold out of size 13 quickly. Look through their Twitter. Everyone's asking for size 13. Vans, you fucking suck. Continue.
Vans are the best shoes on earth.
Not true.
Also, my feet don't smell. Now, as to whether or not they're troll-like, I don't think I necessarily do have troll-like feet. They are not pretty feet, though. I will put that out there.
Are any feet pretty?
Yeah, I'm not really a big foot guy.
No.
But yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, my feet are just, I don't know, it's kind of like your average run-of-the-mill feet, I think.
By the way, before we move on to the next one, I want you to know, you son of a bitch, I do still have hope for getting those goddamn shoes.
You could get them right now on eBay.
What the fuck? I'm paying $400 for the god.
No. If you were a fan.
No, there is a store in Brooklyn. I'm not going to specify which store because some bitches in Brooklyn might try and scoop them up. Apparently, a manager at a different Vans told me that they have been closed since before the launch. Therefore, they have not sold any of their shoes yet.
They when they opening up?
I don't know. They were supposed to open up today. Mm-hmm. I called 9 times and they did not answer. So I called the store that told me they were opening today, and they said that they're opening sometime next week.
No. Now, why were they closed?
Doing some type of maintenance renovation. Okay. Yeah.
Now, what I've heard, though, is you might not want to get your shoes from Brooklyn, because I heard Brooklyn is terrible.
Fuck the stupid. What was it? Mr. Spreadem.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so annoying, because at first I was like, yeah, those are cool shoes. I don't really care. And then the more I looked at them, the more I was like, damn, those are some badass Freddy Krueger shoes, and I want them. And I went to the website, and they said they were there, but they weren't there. So I have launched a personal vendetta against Vans, and I will not let this go until I get those goddamn shoes.
You didn't even want the shoes until you found out I got them.
No, it was a little before, because trust me, I wish I could admit that. It pissed me off when you got them. I really do wish it was after the fact, but it was before. And then when I found out you got them, I was like, that Jason loving son of a bitch has Freddy shoes.
Yeah, I got Jason shoes. I got the Freddy shoes. I still want those Exorcist shoes, though.
I will say, I had a little bit of regret not getting the shoes. In my head, it was just one of those things where it's like, I'm in Ohio right now. I don't get a lot of weather where it's comfortable to wear canvas shoes, because they're just like, they don't retain heat well enough. I don't wear the canvas shoes that I have. I couldn't imagine like what I would wear the Freddy shoes with. And then I realized those would look great with my Freddy sweater. And I was like, oh man,
well,
I should have done it. I should have just like committed to that. But
well, yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting. If I get a little, if they still got those Exorcist shoes when I get some extra money.
I didn't know they had Karma Pay, is it called? I didn't know they had that either.
What?
Yeah, there's a thing where, and if I'd have known that when they came out.
Oh, the pay, the installment thing.
Right. I'd have definitely said fucking got them. But after I was like, $100, I'm probably never going to wear them. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now I wish I'd have fucking did it.
Yeah,
I'm calling you 9 times a day, and I am going to grovel for them to hold those shoes for me. So
yeah.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Yeah. In other news, my Freddy Vans came in the other day. Wore them to work today, styling and profiling.
Yeah. Tell them what else you did with them.
What'd I do?
You put them up on a desk and sent me a picture.
Oh yeah. Well, you said you were comfy, and I just wanted to let you know I was comfortable too.
I just want to point out, not to stay on this topic much longer, you have never pissed me off the way you're pissing me off, DJ. I just want that to be known. Anything you have ever said or done...
Why can't you just be happy for me that I got the shoes that I wanted?
I was happy for you when you got the Friday the 13th ones you wanted. You don't even like Nightmare on Elm Street like that. You shouldn't even have them.
I like Nightmare on Elm Street, not as much as Friday the 13th, but I do like it.
You call Freddy a child diddler.
He is a child diddler. It's canon. It's in the remake.
Oh, that was the wrong one. Anyway, continue, Kat. I got to learn this thing.
Oh, that was it. Those were the two that I wanted to read.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Kat. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A can of worms there, Kat.
It was just, a thematic can of worms for today.
It was.
So.
It was.
Mm. You got him going early, though. You realize that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. At least it's out of the way. It's gone. And
yeah.
Brooklyn better have a size 13. All right, can we get into the news and stop talking about those goddamn shoes?
Mm-hmm. Besides, yes. I offered to look and see if my local store had them in your size, and you said no.
Because I didn't care at the time. And now I do.
You're acting like I'm some sort of asshole. I offered to help you out.
You are an asshole. You sent me a picture of him.
No, that wasn't the... I was just sending you a picture. Those just happened to be the shoes I was wearing.
I did get the Friday the 13th hat, by the way. So
the what?
The Friday the 13th hat that Jason had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is sold out, so I got that one before. That's they handled nice. That release horribly, though. Not for nothing. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently the clothing has been... The people are still waiting on a lot of that stuff.
Dude, they paid for their order, got the confirmation, and canceled 2 days later. A lot of people.
Yeah.
And apparently it's because it I guess this is going to be part of the news. I'm just about to go. Apparently, like, I don't know who the fuck Vans thinks they are, just dropping shoes out of the fucking blue. Nike doesn't do that with Jordan. Vans should not do that ever. So I don't know where they think that was a good fucking idea to begin with. That's number one. Number two, apparently the reason that happened with the cancellation thing, look at their Twitter, like a lot of people are bitching about it. And apparently it's because people place their order over the weekend and it won't process till Monday. So it didn't know it was out of stock until Monday when it tried. But why would you, if you're going to pick one day to out of the fucking blue drop something, why would you do it on a Friday knowing that? Like, it's the dumbest thing. Like, I would never, other than these shoes, if I get an opportunity to get them, never buy Vans on that alone.
I love Vans.
God, you know, they fucked up on this one.
I love Vans and I love Croc.
Why won't they restock them? Do they not like money? Like, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know. Stupid. I don't know how it works. They do that, though. It's limited stock, you know?
Go buy Converse. Fucking stupid ass. Anyway, Hocus Pocus. There, you can go get Hocus Pocus ice cream treats at Carvel.
Ooh.
All right. I don't care for Hocus Pocus, but I'll tell you what I do love. Ice cream treat.
Yeah, there that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. So that is something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I just sent them to you guys. They are they're really cool looking. They do look, now the close-up shots, and they look a little kiddie, but I mean, you know, why not?
Tasty, though.
Look, listen, if I got that, I would eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle a little pubes in there.
Oh. Yeah, sign up for the Patreon. Pube talk.
The worst Patreon plug of all time. I know. Yeah.
Sign up to Patreon. We talk about pubes, guys. Money well spent.
I don't think there's a Carvel around me, though.
No. All right. Well, that's really cool. So next up, be careful, Rob. The Walking Dead will return for the second part of the show's final season in February.
Oh my God, this show's never going to end.
What do you mean? It's their last season.
It's the last season, the second part of the last season. Then they'll be like, hey, guess what? We got a third part of the last season. It's just going to keep going and going and going, and nothing is ever going to happen.
That's bullshit. Stuff does happen. And there's a trailer out also. This is not abnormal, though. They've always had a mid-season break. So
right.
Throw that out there. You're not going to watch it, I'm guessing.
No. I haven't watched any of it up till now. I don't know why I would start.
Shame on you. Yeah, so go check that out. It's February 20th is when it... I can't believe... You got to admit, guys. I know you're not Walking Dead fans or nothing, but... Yeah, it was a really big show, and it does suck that, you know, it's like it came and went so fast, but it's been around so long and it doesn't feel like it.
I can't believe it's still around.
Really?
Yeah, I really can't. I don't know how they've gotten away with the show for this long.
As far as their story, they could go a lot longer.
Yeah, but I bet they could. They probably haven't even gotten through the first three issues of the comic. The pace they were running that show.
Oh, my grandmother, I hope you're happy. So next up, you're just pissing me off left and right tonight. NECA previews. I just sent you guys a thing of it if you care. Look, they're
pretty. We keep sending this stuff. I gotta look.
God forbid. Oh, no. NECA is previewing their upcoming black and white Wolfman action figures.
Oh.
I've never seen a black and white action figure.
No, that's pretty dope, though.
Oh, yeah. Now you want to look at it, huh?
Yeah, that's cool. Jesus. I'm not buying it. I'm not getting into the figures. I can't do it.
Is this the closest you've been?
No, because they've got some really nice Jason.
Yeah, they do.
But this is really cool.
Yeah. You know, Ghost has a I believe it's a NECA Jason. It's a really nice Jason action figure in her axolotl tank.
Oh, yeah?
I saw that picture today. It is so cute.
Yeah, fish swimming around with Jason.
That's a cool idea.
You know, we say it all the time. NECA puts out amazing stuff, and I've never seen a black. Like, this is genius. Like, this is really smart of them to do.
Yeah, it looks really awesome. I'm so close to wanting to go down that road.
Don't
and
do
it's
it.
Just one more thing I don't need in my life.
Don't do it. Once you do something once, it's easier
to
do it again.
I know. And I got all this other shit I'm buying all the time.
Yeah, like shoes you don't fucking need.
Records and shoes and...
The one that's really been getting me lately is Lock and Key has collectible keys. And it's like... it's not that expensive to get one of these, and I really like the comics and the Netflix adaptation and stuff, but then it's like, if I get one, man, that's just like a whole line of collectible things, and I don't want to be spending like hundreds of dollars on keys every month, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, that's exactly how I am, that's just the way I'm wired, so like, you know, that's why I've got a bajillion records and 1,000 pairs of socks. You know?
And it hurts because they had one today. They had a Nosferatu one today. And I was like, oh man, that's the one. And the proceeds went to charity and it was signed by Joe Hill. And I was like, oh yeah, it's key time. And then it was like, no.
Yeah, you see the price, you're like, god damn.
It was only $50. And half of that went to charity.
And wait,
well, half
what?
Of it
How
went
much?
To charity. 50.
That's a lot for a key to nothing.
But half of it went to charity, and then the other half was signed by Joe Hill.
Is it like a key that you can try in a car, and if it starts the car, you win it?
No. Yeah, but all of the money comes out of your bank account. That's the way that works, you know.
Yeah, unless that charity is the cat fund.
Yeah. Right? Oh,
that'd
man.
That'd be a good deal.
That would be pretty sweet. Yeah, it's one of those things where if you display it or whatever you get, like, you're going to see another cool action figure they drop, and you're going to look at the one that you have, and you're like, well...
Yeah.
It's it. No. Yeah. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. But now I'm going to keep bringing them up so that hopefully Rob will get into them one day, and he'll stop buying shit that I want because he's buying all these action figures and stuff. That's not a bad game plan.
Even if I didn't buy the shoes, you couldn't have bought that pair because your big old goofy clown feet wouldn't fit in them.
Stop making fun of my feet. I know they're big, damn it. But still, I wouldn't have to look at pictures from you having them, rubbing it in.
I wasn't rubbing it in. I just sent a picture. Those just happened to be the shoes I had on.
Cat.
What?
He's full of shit, no?
I can't... I can't defend this because I sent a picture of the kitten this week.
But he deserved that.
Where I happened to be wearing a Willy's Wonderland t-shirt.
Yeah,
so
not cool, Kat.
My ground is thin here in terms of...
Not cool.
I just happened to be wearing the shirt.
I honestly wish that we had a reverse horror court kind of segment where it's like a loving thank you segment. Kat came to my rescue in a big fucking way this week, guys. You know what? I'm going to put that up on Patreon. So if you're not a patron, you're not going to see the conversation. But Rob was being a dick rubbing it in that he had the shoes, and Kat broke out the Willy's Wonderland, if you remember that debacle, and came to my rescue. She was like Batman in the night.
I was not being a dick. I was simply pointing out that I got the shoes, and I don't know why nobody could be happy for me that I got the shoes that I wanted to get.
You did, and then you went and bought the Nightmare ones. Dick. Anyway, see, you get... Anyway, I'm moving on. The 25th anniversary of Scream's coming up, which is wild.
I know.
25 years.
Yeah.
And apparently, I brought that up because I don't like quite how we're bringing up Scream this week, so I wanted to mention something good in the process.
Okay.
Ghostface and Donnie Darko are... they joined a time-limited event. I'm not sure what that is. It's for Call of Duty... Warzone and Black Ops Cold War. I don't play either of those games, but it's cool to see horror going into different places that it's normally not. But I cannot understand, like, I can't wrap my brain around getting on Call of Duty and seeing Ghostface.
Yeah, I don't even understand this. So Ghostface just appears in the game?
I don't know.
And you shoot him?
He might be a skin. I don't know. Yeah. I would imagine it's a skin, although I don't know.
Hmm. Well, if you got to shoot him, it might be kind of hard because he's not, like, walking. He's always tripping and stumbling and bumbling around. It's harder to hit a moving target.
After everything you've done to me with those shoes this week, you're really going to shit on Ghostface, aren't you? Okay.
I will say, I wish I still played, because I do think that would be interesting to see.
You play Call of Duty? Like,
I used to. I stopped it. They had that one that just really pissed me the fuck off, and I haven't played for several years. I keep wanting to call it Infinity War. The Infinite Warfare, I think, was what it was called.
No clue.
But they were like, you know this really easy point-and-click intuitive World War II game that you like, Kat? We're going to take that and we're going to make it take place in zero gravity, and you have to figure out how to run all over again because we're giving you boots that you can use on the wall and ceiling. And I was like, you know what? No.
Yeah, that sounds like some Call of Duty shit. Yeah.
I really just want to shoot stuff. Like, you know why I'm playing this game, and it's not this.
Is Ghostface in Dead by Daylight?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Yeah, I used to own Ghostface.
Yeah.
Before, my account went bye-bye. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had Ghostface. They did get silly with Ghostface, too. They put, like, random weird skins on him, and it's, like, one with devil horns and a red mask. It's fucking stupid. But yeah, Ghostface on there, that's cool. I don't know where the fuck they pulled Donnie Darko out of, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really random pair to
pull. Yeah. I don't know. What's the point? Is it also having an anniversary or something?
I think that was the only thing left in the licensing bin, I'd imagine. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's good. Horror is being spread. Get it off Call of Duty. Next up, the Paranormal Activity Next of Kin trailer dropped.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
I should have held on to that son of a bitch.
What are you... Alright, okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. We talked about this in our group chat also.
Yep.
You have been very vocal, you, Rob, and you as well, Kat.
Yeah.
Besmirching the good name of Paranormal Activity. Guys, well, honestly, give me honesty, you really didn't like that trailer.
I didn't watch it.
It reminded me of that new Wrong Turn movie, which was terrible.
Okay, Damien Maffei, friend of the show, good for you. All right.
Damien Maffei was laughing about that movie with us.
Well, fair.
Yeah, I didn't like the new Wrong Turn, and that's what it reminded me of. Maybe it'll be better. I don't know. I mean, look, I'll watch it because I've seen all the other ones, so why wouldn't I watch this one? They've got a chance to make it a good movie. I just thought the trailer was, it was fine. It just reminded me of that new Wrong Turn, and I didn't like that movie. But again, no shade to Damien Maffei. He's great.
Yeah, see it. Also, one of the highest listened episodes that we had for some unknown reason. I love Damien, though. But in all seriousness, I know I fanboy for Paranormal Activity pretty well, but like I do think this this trailer was really cool. It was very interesting. It seemed a lot darker and more demonic, which I think could be a nice breath of fresh air for the Paranormal Activity franchise.
I do agree with that.
I will give them credit for trying to do something different with the franchise. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like all the other movies set in the house in the suburbs with a pool cleaner. The Amish people don't have pool cleaners, so we're going to be good there. I'm giving it credit, Mikey. I'm saying this could be good. At least they're doing something different.
You had to mention the pool cleaner, though.
Well, I mean, you know, the pool cleaner is really the biggest thing in that entire franchise.
Anyway.
If that's what you're known for, it's going to come up.
Yeah.
The thing I'm worried about, I like that they're going in an extreme direction. You know, that could be cool. But I really, really hope they don't go fucking Conjuring with this thing. Because that's why I like that, as much crap as you want to try and give something. That's why I liked Paranormal Activity so much, partly, is because it wasn't The Conjuring, Insidious, Sorry Cat, and all that crap. is like, you know, at least we had something that was a little more normal and watchable. And if they do that, I'm going to be so annoyed.
That trailer does sort of have the vibes of that new Conjuring movie, which is not good.
I know.
Yeah, but it does kind of have those vibes, too.
Maybe not. We got to wait and see.
And Cat Insidious sucks, and I'm not sorry for saying it.
Wow. Thank you.
It's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it just works.
I like it. All right, so we also might do it. Yeah, real good, guys. We're going to be more than likely doing some coverage for this movie, like we did with Child's Play. So, yeah, good job.
Nice. I will say, I would love, though, if I walked out of a Paranormal Activity movie and my complaint was that they did too many things. Like, that would be...
Oh, fuck me.
Never been a problem with any of the other ones.
And let me move right along this. I'm done talking about it. You guys just don't like me today.
Sorry.
Okay, the big news for this week, and I've actually been looking forward to talking to Kat about this because she's our resident pinhead Hellraiser obsessor. I guess a good way to...
Oh, you don't want my opinion on it?
I don't want your opinion on anything. I'm sure you'll tell me. Hellraiser is, I think it's coming out on Hulu, something to do with Hulu. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that thing much. But Jamie Clayton has been casted as Pinhead. Clive Barker is the producer. Kat, what do you think about this?
I'm excited. Okay. I was a little bit on the fence about it at first, just because I did not watch The L Word. I don't know who Jamie Clayton is. I've never seen her in anything as far as I'm aware.
You should watch The L Word. It's good.
I might. I might now, especially because I want to know how good Jamie Clayton is. But I saw Clive Barker was signing on, and that is just a really good sign to me. I know a lot of people have been really upset about it, but Pinhead, who in the books was the engineer, and not called Pinhead, has no gender in the book. So I haven't been particularly upset about it. I trust Clive Barker to do right by his own work. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. And I like Hulu sometimes. Sometimes Hulu does good stuff.
Ringing endorsement to
sometimes they mess up, but sometimes they give us things like Handmaid's Tale. I loved that. You know, I'm looking forward to it. And I've been saying this a lot, too. I think I said this in the writer's chat. I think anyone that's mad about it doesn't remember the last Hellraiser movie. Like, we are at an all-time low in the Hellraiser timeline right now. Judgment was trash. So, like, I love that we're not going to have Judgment be the last Hellraiser project anymore.
Rob, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, my official opinion is... Yeah, I don't care. It's fine.
Man, all this big deal about your opinion.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, do I wish they had gotten Doug Bradley to come back and do it? Sure.
Mm.
But, you know, if you can't get Doug Bradley, then I think it's awesome to go in a completely different direction. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. Whatever.
I would like to see a cameo from Doug Bradley. That would at least be cool, right?
I will say this. There's no way Girl Pinhead beats up Candyman, though.
Oh, God. All right. I have been known to not... We just had this discussion with Candyman. I don't want to let go. So, I'm more so worried about what they're going to do appearance-wise with Pinhead going in such a different direction. I mean, it could look like Pinhead and, you know, whatever, and that'd be great. But I don't know, like, is Pinhead going to look like a female? I don't know. And I do know, like, Kat, you had mentioned it on Twitter or somewhere or other, that, you know, and I'm loosely familiar with the book and the lore and, you know, Pinhead was genderless and all that. And I get that. But it kind of goes to my argument with It. The new It Chapter 1 and 2, which I despise, they're more... bad. And they're more towards the book.
They're not, though. I would argue that the 90s miniseries stuck a lot closer to the spirit of the book.
Well,
that...
at least with Pennywise is what I'm saying. Like, his appearance... Oh.
Yeah, I guess with Pennywise.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all that, you know, they stuck more towards the book and all that stuff, and I hated it. So, like, I look at it this, and I'm like, well, God, I hope that I don't fucking eat this dude.
This is one thing that I think is going to help me. Okay. I don't know if it will help you if you haven't read the book. But I'm going to look at this not as a continuation of the beloved Hellraiser movies that I love so much that I grew up with. I'm going to look at this as an adaptation of one of my favorite books. Like, Hellbound Heart is very good, but it is different than the movies in a lot of ways. I'm going to just try to look at it that way, so that I'm not trying to compare the new Pinhead to Doug Bradley, or, you know, so that my nostalgia doesn't get as wrapped up in this.
Right. And that's super fair.
But maybe looking at it just as, like, a different story might help. Because I do think that's a concern. I think that's probably why a lot of people have been getting so upset. Because the Hellraiser, at least the first couple of movies, were really good.
Yeah, Hellraiser. And, you know, not for nothing, like, I am, even though you might not really be able to tell by listening to our episode, I'm a huge Hellraiser. Like, I love the Hellraiser series. Like, I really do like him a lot. I just think it, like, it has the worst decline, like, especially remake.
It does.
Good Lord. And I hate it, and that's kind of why I don't talk about it that much, because it's like, it's painful. And I don't know, man, you know, I really, like Rob said, I want Doug Bradley so fucking bad to come back and play this role. And, you know, if we're not going to get it, I just hope that it's somebody who has a true passion for the character and will do right by the character and put everything they have into portraying Pinhead. And, you know, I guess I'm gonna, they seem to be going more towards the book, which I typically don't like, personally. So, you know, we just had to wait and see how it goes. And it will comfort me to see Pinhead. What's Pinhead going to look like? What are we gonna exactly get? It would answer questions and give more of a visual, okay, I can live with, you know, how Pinhead looks appearance wise.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'll help a lot. So we'll see what they do. I'm scared.
I'm scared, but I'm excited. I think it's gonna be good. Yeah. I also, because the book was a lot scarier than the movie was. And if they're just very accurate to the book, I think it's gonna be good.
I hope so. I just don't like change. And I've been known to say that's a fault of mine. Like, I just can't let go of shit, and this is a lot of change.
It is a lot of change coming very quickly to the movie fans.
And we've been let down so much. Like, it fucking sucked, and it was closer to the book. Freddy was just Freddy in that goddamn remake, and that was horrible. I don't know. We gotta see. Although Candyman was good, so.
Whenever you find yourself comparing the new Pinhead to Doug Bradley, just remember Hellraiser Judgment. And this one will seem better.
God damn. You see, and that's the thing. Like, they had an actor who was like, you're not Pinhead at all. Like, what the? I mean, you look like Pinhead, kind of, if he got trapped in a food aisle. But other than that, like, I don't know.
He does.
So, all right. That's it for the... Oh, no, Kat. What did you want to...
Oh, so I'm mad at Mike Flanagan, for those of you that don't talk to me in person. I've been telling everyone, but pretending for a second that I'm not mad at my favorite director, he is doing a Netflix series based off of Edgar Allan Poe stories, which I am very excited about. Okay. And yeah.
So what are you mad at him about? Oh, that
Midnight Mass. I'm still mad about Midnight Mass.
Is he just exclusively doing Netflix? Now,
as far as I know, he's been doing that for kind of a while now.
And is this, I don't know anything about this, it's the House of Usher, right?
Yeah.
Is it just that story, or is it like an anthology of Poe's works, just with that title?
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an anthology of Poe's works.
All right. It could be interesting. I don't know. I mean, I haven't, I'll be honest with you, other than what was required reading in school, I haven't read a whole lot of Edgar Allan Poe stuff, so.
Yeah, this sounds like it's up Cat's alley.
I like this Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. I envision that you have an Edgar Allan Poe tattoo.
Not yet, but one day.
I know how prominent he is and how much of an influence he's been to so many things, so, you know, like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is pretty awesome.
Like, a lot of people have not been brave enough to tackle Edgar Allan Poe works in film, at least not for a while. So I'm excited to see what happens with it.
Yeah, that's a pair of balls. So whoever takes it, it better be good.
Fewer dead cats, please, Mike Flanagan, if you're taking notes.
I'm sure he is.
They're really upset about that.
There were a lot of dead cats. I'm one episode into this goddamn show.
I don't like that shit either.
Is it in service of the story?
I guess, but it was gratuitous.
Because that's when it matters. If it's in service of the story, then it's fine.
I wouldn't call it fine.
Yeah, no.
I would still call it gratuitous.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either. But all right, we'll see how that goes. I mean, like we said, that's balls. So
yeah,
it better be good. All right, so that's it for the news, and we are going to take a quick break and be back with week two of our Murder by Numbers, and
AKA Oktoberfest
for the autumnal Lord Humphrey Cup.
Motherfucker, stop it. All right. We had so much to cover in this episode. It's been so busy. We didn't even talk about last week. Yeah, we did Friday the 13th, guys.
We sure did.
Yeah.
We pissed off Chris so bad he hasn't even spoken. He will not even acknowledge. He acknowledges us with GIF threats, and that's it.
That's about it.
Yep. Job well done, guys.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Our work there is done. Now let's move on to Nightmare on Elm Street this week and see if we can piss off Greg.
You're going to piss us off is what's going to happen.
All right. So this one was, I think, probably the easiest of the franchises for me to rank.
Probably. Yeah. I have had a lot of these ranked already for like years and years. I did go back. I rewatched all of them just to make sure that none of the rewatches were going to trip me up. There's only one ranking in this that I don't feel very confident about.
Oh, I can't wait to hear which one that one is. What about you, Mike? Was this easier or harder than Friday?
It was easier overall, but kind of like Kat, there were a couple where it was like, ugh, what do I do with you?
Part of the reason that I think it may have been easier, too, is that there's only 9 movies.
Yeah.
Right, and we should point out again, we are including Freddy versus Jason as part of this franchise and not Friday the 13th.
Shockingly, that's what we got the most shit about.
Yeah,
I feel. Which,
and I just feel like we should clarify here: we're doing that because there are fewer movies to talk about this week, not because we've chosen this as a Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it just logistically made more sense to include it this week.
This is a show, guys. You know, we need to, you know, there's time and stuff we have to allocate for. So, we're not deeming it a Nightmare movie. It's going all in one list at the end anyway.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, we'll jump in, I guess. We'll start with number 9. What'd you have at number 9, Mikey?
Freddy's dead. Let's fight, Kat.
Okay. Let's fight. Let's
what'd
go.
What do you have at number 9, Kat?
Dream Child, worst Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Okay. All right. I also have Dream Child at number 9.
Thank you.
Oh, Rob. God damn it. All right.
I hate this movie so much. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street is my favorite of the classic franchises. Dream Child pisses me the hell off. And every time I watch it, I get angrier. I watched it one more time this week because I was like, I'm going to give it a fair shot. And it made me mad.
Yeah, I hate this movie because it's not any fun at all.
It's not fun. It's weird. It's got baby Freddy in it, and I hate that. It's the only one where Freddy is defeated by being unborn, and that kid, that Jacob, is creepy as fuck, but not in like a fun way, like Freddy.
Yeah.
Just weird, and I don't like him. Yeah, I don't like any of this.
It's weird, too, because normally when I talk about the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, my biggest complaint about a lot of them is they're too funny. You know, Freddy, he turns into like a cartoon character and is just, you know, too fun. This one, there's no fun to be had in this movie at all.
It's just weird.
Bleak and blah. And it's really, I think it's the only one in this franchise that I have trouble watching. Like every time I start watching it, I'm like, I just want to turn it off halfway through because I just don't care. It's just bad.
Also, that baby is like way too well formed for how pregnant she is. And I'm sorry. I just feel like this has to be talked about. I don't like, I don't even know how to describe my issue here. It feels weird to me that the kid is like just fully, I don't know. It's weird that she's talking to her child like he's that developed, but also he's a fetus. Like the whole thing just gives me weird vibes that make me uncomfortable, and I don't want to watch it anymore. And the whole Son of 100 Maniacs thing, when one of those maniacs is played by Robert Englund, like, I wonder which fucking one it was.
Okay. Well, I want the record to show. I'm not about to sit here and defend Freddy's Dead or like it's, you know, anything worth defending. But I will say it is Dream Child's bad. Dream Child's really bad. All right. But I don't know. Freddy's Dead. I see what Rob is saying. It had the glove and, you know, all that, like the not the glove. What was it? The game glove. What was that called?
Power glove.
Power glove.
The power glove.
It had that. And like there were more like, you know, we seen Freddy with the Atari controller and all that. You know, I get it. That's an iconic moment for Freddy. Better or worse. It is. But the ending was so fucking bad. It truly, truly, truly looked like looking at Freddy Krueger. And Freddy Krueger, to me, is the best horror villain of all time. And to see him, it seemed like he was going through the motions. Like it seemed like Robert Englund seemed like he was not into that, would rather be anywhere but on that film set doing that movie. And at least Dream Child, at the very least, you know, like it was Freddy. You know, like it was Freddy. And that's the way I look at it. I always look at
the baby. Here's a little fetus Freddy.
Well, for some of it, yeah, but
he got resorbed by his own mother.
Yeah, but and then that's another thing too. They fucking stretched this story for Freddy's Dead so much. It was like, God, man, like why? Like you've already fucked with this timeline enough. Like leave it alone, crying out. Dude, I would have rather like New Nightmare. Do something completely fucking different. And they didn't. Like, at that point, dude, like, you already seen what Dream Child was. Like, it was just, it's unwatchable to me. So that's why it's last for me.
All right.
Would you have probably has it first, but all right.
Would you have a number 8, Mike?
The remake. Oof, Jeff.
Okay. All right, Kat?
I had Freddy's Dead here.
I also have Freddy's Dead at number 8.
Okay.
I will say I did think about putting Freddy's Dead above the remake because it is more fun. Like, and that's the thing. I think Freddy's Dead, quality wise, is awful. But it, like, there were things about it that I did kind of like. Just that it's like a good time. It's silly. They leaned into it. Again, Power Glove, for better or worse, it was an iconic Freddy moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Nintendo Power Glove, by the way, one of the biggest disappointments of my life.
Yeah, it was bad.
When I was a kid, I wanted that thing more than anything in the world. And I got it for Christmas, and I was so excited. And what a piece of shit that thing was.
And like, some of the deaths were still cool. I liked the pins falling thing. Like, that was an interesting build-up. It wasn't a good movie by any means, but it had its little moments. And I want to give credit to this because there are so many 3D horror movies that came out, and I at first I was going to say just like in the 80s, but that's not even true. There have been a lot since then that you still can't watch in 3D at home. Freddy's Dead came with 3D glasses. Like, they committed to it really hard. It was a stupid gimmick, but they went all in, and I appreciate the hell out of them for that.
All right. Freddy's Dead sucks. It is Freddy as Looney Tunes cartoon character.
Yeah.
He's not scary. A lot of the scenes are just stupid and or dated. It has cameos from Roseanne and Tom Arnold, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, God, that was bad.
This movie is absolutely 100% terrible. I do not like it at all. I don't find it nearly as fun or watchable as Kat was describing. It's slightly more watchable than Dream Child, but honestly, these two were neck and neck for me.
Dude, it's got fucking Roseanne. I forgot to bring that up. That's true. God it does damn, have Roseanne. Guys. Yeah. Jeez Christ.
Yeah, it's really, really fucking dumb.
This is like the age of Backpack Freddy, where they were selling merch trying to get, you know, they leaned into that heavy with that Looney Tunes shit you're talking about.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's got Freddy as the Wicked Witch.
Oh.
It's got
it does have that,
How the fuck do you guys not have this last?
Yeah, Jesus. It's really fucking bad. And it's it's got what else does it have that I don't like? Well, it's got Freddy's daughter, it's got Alice Cooper. It's just so stupid.
Listen to you talk about this and you don't have it last. Listen to yourself.
Because I would watch this one before I would watch Dream Child. That's how much I dislike Dream Child.
Dream Child's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. I know. It's really bad.
What do you have at 7, Mikey?
Dream Child.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kat, where are you at?
I'm at the remake.
Okay. I have at number 7, Freddy's Revenge.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. We all three have a different movie at number 7. I don't know that that's happened.
You're wrong.
No, Freddy's Revenge is not good.
No, it's not, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's I always feel bad, and we've talked about this before. I always feel bad talking shit about Freddy's Dead or Freddy's Revenge, rather. Not Freddy's Dead. I never feel bad. But Freddy's Revenge, I feel bad about. I feel bad about talking bad about it because I know it's become this sort of touchstone for the LGBTQ community, and I think it's great that it's their touchstone. I just wish they had a better movie as their touchstone. Because, you know, objectively, it's a bad movie.
I was going to talk about this when I got to Freddy's Revenge on my list. But since you brought it up, the LGBTQ plus thing with this movie, I understand the allegorical nature has made it kind of like a gay cult classic. And I'm glad that there is a movie like that, especially in a time where there wasn't much representation. But I hate that the Freddy Pride movie was the one that had Schneider in it, because he's arguably some of the worst gay representation I've ever seen in my life. Like, yeah. I just, oh man, that's awful.
Yeah. And that exploding bird.
And the weird little sociopath child that doesn't care that her birds just exploded.
Yeah, the bird explodes, and then they're like, it's a gas leak. And I'm like, what? That doesn't...
Never seen a gas leak do that.
Yeah. Birds don't just explode because there's a gas leak. And that was the other thing. They sort of... It points in the movie, it's almost like it's going... in the direction of like a haunted house movie or something, because you've got the bird exploding and then there's like a toaster that catches on fire for no reason.
Also the misnomer aspect of it. Like, this is the one where Freddy gets the least amount of revenge.
Yeah. There's that. And it breaks a lot of the rules that were set up in the original film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I don't know. This is just a bad movie. What'd you have at number 6, Mike?
I had Freddy's Revenge Part 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the next few that we're going to, like, we're getting all the bad ones out of the way now because the bad ones in Nightmare are so clearly bad. Now, I think the upcoming ones are where we're going to start differing a little bit.
Yeah. What'd you have at 6, Kat?
I also had Freddy's Revenge here.
Okay. This is where I put the remake.
You're wrong.
Okay. The remake also made me, like, and the thing with Freddy's Revenge is that it made me kind of uncomfortable to watch, especially Schneider, least favorite Nightmare on Elm Street character there. And the remake also made me uncomfortable. Like, they went in a gritty direction with it, and even though it was, like, you know, it was scarier than some of the weaker Elm Streets, it's not good to watch. Like, I never want to revisit the remake, you know?
No, never. It does have, to its advantage, the remake does take Freddy back to his roots as a child diddler.
You motherfucker.
That's not fun to watch. Why would you want to watch that?
I'm just saying that they did do that. It's a bad movie. It's full of it's almost like a 90s horror movie, just full of CW actors and bad everything. Freddy's not even Freddy, really.
I almost put it last.
It's that, Jackie Earl Haley, who I like as an actor, but he's not Freddy.
No.
And, the only thing I did like that they did with the remake was the micro nap thing. I thought that was kind of cool. At least a decent idea.
It was a cool concept. I wish they had done a little bit more with that.
Yeah, but for the most part, this is not a good movie at all. Ugh. That brings us to number 5. Mikey, what'd you have there?
Dream Master.
Okay.
Yep. Dream Master. It had a lot of cool shit, like the waterbed. It was a nice sweet spot for Freddy as a character. And, it's a good movie, but, I think the only thing is it's going up against some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It always felt like a movie where something was missing. And I couldn't quite ever tell what. I still don't know what the hell it is. Just one of those things where it's not quite, top of the creme de la creme, but it's not bad by any means. So, yeah,
no, I always look at this as sort of a middle of the pack nightmare movie. It has some interesting bits in it. Like you mentioned the waterbed, and isn't this, I'm pretty sure this is the one that has the time loop thing.
It does. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I really liked that. I thought that was a really great idea. I did not have it at number 5, though. I had Freddy versus Jason. Kat, what do you have?
Oh, I also have Freddy versus Jason.
Okay. Freddy versus Jason is really stupid and so much goddamn fun.
I think it is a ton of fun. I think it's aged the worst out of any of the Elm Street movies.
Yeah. If this... This one is a hard one to rank for me in either of the franchises, to be honest with you, because it doesn't feel like it really belongs in either one of them.
It's a weird tone because it's like you're it's very different than the Elm Street movies. And it's weird to be like, this is, the fifth best Elm Street movie.
Right.
This was the one that I wasn't quite confident about where I put it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It does have some really cool shit in it, though. I love the cornfield scene with Jason and the fire, and everything. That's just awesome. And then it's just so much fun. It's just over the top ridiculous fun. I don't like the fake Jason Mewes stoner guy.
Yeah, I should have just got Jason Mewes.
Yeah, and I don't care for the fact that they made Jason afraid of the water, because that's just patently false. But other than that, though, it's just, it's so much fun. It's exactly what I wanted from Freddy versus Jason when I went to see it. And it delivered hands down. So, yeah, I really like that one.
My one complaint is that I wish that we had seen more Freddy kills, because they have such a big playground in the dreamscape. And mostly we saw him manipulating Jason instead of getting his own kills in there. That was a little bit sad for me. But otherwise, ton of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved it.
Mike, what'd you have at number 4?
Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
And I put it there. This was a tough spot. It was. Because I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have Dream Master probably next. But so we flip-flopped, I'd imagine. But anyway, this was hard. I had Dream Master above this for a little while. And I was like, you know what? It had Jason in it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, But like you guys said, I mean, it's really all there is to say about it. It's a really fun movie. It is one of the best looking Freddy Kruegers, if not the best.
He does look good.
Badass, perfect Freddy Krueger. Also, I want to point out, as much shit as we got on Twitter for putting Freddy vs. Jason on this list, fuck you, Jason fans. This is more of a Freddy movie than a Friday movie.
I mean, it does have a lot in the dreamscape.
It's a more for Freddy movie, man. Freddy's.
It is more about Freddy's comeback for like the majority of the movie.
Yeah. I think people, a lot of people, the biggest counter argument to that is that Freddy only gets like one kill and Jason gets all the rest.
That's all right.
But that's all right. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I always considered it part of both franchises.
Yeah, but if I had to put it in one.
Yeah. And again, and I don't think it fits into either one perfectly.
No.
But yeah. And Kat, what'd you have at number four?
All right. Here's the part where I'm going to get in trouble. Here's where I want a disclaimer. We're doing favorites. We're not doing critically best.
Oh, boy. What'd she do?
I have Wes Craven's A New Nightmare.
Oh, you Lord. Son of a bitch. At number four?
At number four. I went back and forth on this one forever.
You got to hear Hot Topic now. Great.
Yeah.
Cats, but yeah, I don't. This was my least favorite Freddy design, except for Baby Fetus Freddy. This was my least favorite Freddy design. It looks like he went to Hot Topic to get like cool new boots. And it kills me because I love the script so much. The story is so good. Critically, I think this might be the best film among the entire franchise, but I don't like the Freddy design. And if I'm being honest, it's not as much fun. Like I wouldn't need to see it as many times, you know?
All right. Well, Kat's rankings are disqualified from this. We don't need to hear any more from you.
Wow.
My number four, Mikey called it out, is Dream Master. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm with you on this, Mike. I could have flipped them. Honestly, I do think that I do enjoy Dream Master. I don't need to talk much about it. We mentioned the cool sequences with the waterbed and the time loop and stuff. And I think it's a very good Nightmare on Elm Street movie. What do you have at number three, Mikey?
New Nightmare. Cat's out of her damn mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy. And I think this Freddy looks awesome. Like this is, I don't know if I could put it. I don't know. It's top three Freddy for me. Absolutely. It could be two. I don't know. But it's not as much fun. And Freddy Krueger, you're supposed to have fun with Freddy Krueger. I get it. But I love, and I've said for a long time before I ever seen this movie, man, Freddy's fucking badass, man. And I wish I could get a darker Freddy. And here it is. So I think it's nice because you get to look at all the other ones and you can enjoy Freddy. But at the same time, you could watch this and you can see what he's truly capable of. Yeah. And he's a machine in this one. And I love it.
Yeah. What about you, Kat? What do you have at number three?
So at number three, I have Dream Master. This one was the one that got, I don't know quite why, but I really loved this movie as a kid. It's one of the things that got me into horror as heavily as I am. I have just so much nostalgia for this one. And we talked about like the coolest moments in it, but we didn't talk much about Alice. And she is one of my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street characters throughout the entire franchise. I really like, because Nancy is my all-time favorite. Nancy's just great. All the way around. But Alice doesn't start off being like a strong final girl. I like that she comes into that on her own. She has like a full character arc, which is usually not something we see in slasher movies. So, you know, I really appreciated that. I've got a ton of nostalgia for the movie. I don't think it was the best critically speaking, but it is one of my personal favorites.
Okay. For number three, I have Dream Warriors.
Oh.
What?
Movie is, it's good. I like the concept. I think it's a good idea. I really do enjoy this movie. I love the Dokken song. I think it's awesome. My biggest problem or the biggest knock that I have on Dream Warriors is this is where I really start to see stand-up comedian Freddy. His roots are in this movie. This is where the snappy one-liners really start to come in, and that is my least favorite thing about Freddy. And so that's why I have it at number three.
I hate you.
What do you have it to, Mikey?
I have Dream Warriors.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, this was almost my number one. Yeah, this was the groundwork for that, but this movie cannot be held responsible for what Freddy turned into Bastet. This was the perfect, by far, Freddy Krueger. Those one-liners are what made Freddy Freddy and really made him stand out. Other than the original, this is arguably where Freddy really took off. Because it's like, oh, wow, a slasher movie. He's really scary and creepy looking. That's different. And then it's like, oh, damn, this guy's fucking funny. And he's whooping ass. Like, it was a perfect marriage. The kills in this were awesome. Let's get high, like all that. This is one of the most quotable, memorable horror movies in history. And I think it's one of the most perfect horror movies in history. And I really, really love Dream Warriors a lot.
All right. It's a good movie. It's not It's not number two good, but it is good.
It's almost number one good.
Kat, what do you have at number two?
Well, I have Dream Warriors. I think that it's number two good. I do have a couple complaints about Dream Warriors, which is the only thing that kept it from being a little bit higher. The pacing was a little bit awkward. They spend a lot of time setting up the Dream Warriors concept, considering like how quickly a lot of those people with powers that are established died. I don't like the fact that Taryn's superpower was a mohawk. That sucked. And I don't like that they did so much good setup for the Dungeons and Dragons kid, and then he was just like wizard master and instantly died, and that was also sad.
Well, I mean, he's a Dungeons and Dragons kid. What are you gonna do?
But Dungeons and Dragons kids know what imagination is. They should be able to fight into Dreamscape more effectively than. But whatever.
He should have rolled his D20.
That would have helped.
These nuts.
Yeah. These nuts.
It did have my all-time. I agree with everything Mikey said. I think this was a really good balance of. I think this was right before they pushed it too far. Like they did in Dream Master with the one-liners. They started getting out of hand right around four. This, he was snarky, he was enjoying what he was doing. It was a good Freddy balance, and it had my all-time favorite kill of the franchise, which was the puppeteer thing. Those arteries like snapping out of that guy's skin, just chef's kiss. Perfect Nightmare on Elm Street kill. I did really like Dream Warriors.
We've never seen anything like that at that time, you know. I mean, this shit
so well
that
done.
Was creepy and stuff, but not to that level, man. Like, it was fucking perfect. Damn you, Rob.
My number two is A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original film.
I knew it. I just knew it.
I like this movie a lot. This is a classic. It's one of Wes Craven's greatest films, I think. There are some things I don't know that some of it holds up as well. But I don't care because it looks, it works. Everything about it just works great. I mean, it's a classic. It's A Nightmare on Elm Street. What do you want me to say about it? I don't know.
Birth of the best horror franchise. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I like them so much. I bought the shoes. All right, so it is now time for number one. What'd you have, Mikey?
Number one, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Like I said, I almost put Dream Warriors ahead of this. It was close. It was tough. Both these movies are so great. But, you know, kind of like my Friday list, man. I'm a big historian with certain things. And, I mean, this was the birth of Freddy Krueger. This was the first one. I really would like, there's movies I try and put myself in the time of them. Like, I truly wish I was alive and to enjoy this when it came out. Like, that must have been amazing. Like, we've seen Michael, we've seen Jason at this point, and you know, they're different but yet similar at the same time. And you know, you have your Norman Bates, not to be confused with the great remake and Vince Vaughn.
Oh, God.
But yeah, like they're typical slashers. They got a knife, they're gonna stab you. Freddy Krueger was different, man, and he looked incredible. And the way it holds up as far as effects are just, this is a legendary film, man. It has to be number one.
All right, Kat.
Same boat. Nightmare on Elm Street came in number one.
High five.
It's just, it's so good. And I think for me, what put it above Dream Warriors, it's just a lot cleaner of a story. Like, yeah, there's not a moment wasted in this. It's all focused. It's all good. I don't really have any complaints about this one. I love it.
And there's so many iconic moments in this movie too. I mean, you've got you got the bathtub scene, which I sent you guys.
It's on an album cover.
I sent
you guys that parody shirt.
That guy needs Manscaped.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But yeah, you've got that scene. You've got the Johnny Depp kill with the blood in the bed. You've got that one kill where the girl whose name I don't remember is, you know, being drug around the ceiling and stuff. There's just so many iconic moments in this movie. The tongue through the phone, you know, all that stuff is really cool. Yeah, it's a great movie. At number one, though, I had Wes Craven's New Nightmare. The reason is, I was so excited to see this movie when it came out because it was finally Freddy being evil again. I mean, you know, this followed Freddy's Dead, for God's sake, where he was, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West and, you know, Wile E. Coyote or whatever. So we finally got an evil Freddy again. I disagree with Kat. I think he looks awesome in this movie.
Agreed.
I also disagree with Kat when she says this movie isn't fun. I think there's a lot of fun in this movie. I think the fun is more in, it's not Freddy having fun with goofy one-liners and stuff, but I think the fun is the play that Wes Craven does with the storytelling and the meta nature of it, you know, and everything that's happening. I think there are a lot of really cool concepts that are happening in this movie, things that we had never seen before. You know, like when he's having the conversation with Nancy and it's all typed out in his script ahead of time. And just interesting play like that, you know, Nancy, being on a talk show, not actually Nancy, Heather Langenkamp, I guess, being on the talk show and then, Robert Englund showing up as Freddy Krueger and the two of them talking afterwards. I just think that it's such an interesting, fresh concept, and it takes this character that started out as such an evil character, and it returns him to that. It strips away all that cartoony stand-up comic backpack notebook child toy selling stuff and just makes him pure evil again. And I love it so much. I think it's so well executed and probably Wes Craven's best film, in my opinion.
See, I do disagree, but it's hard to be mad because I do think critically this is the best script by a long shot.
They made Freddy real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do love that meta storytelling that they did, which is something that Wes Craven, you know, is now he's known for this kind of thing. But at the time, I imagine that was just like such a fresh, new, wild idea, you know.
It was confusing. Like, I remember seeing it. I don't remember if I saw it in theaters, but I do remember, like, I think I saw it at home. I don't think I did see it in theaters because, you know, Freddy's Dead was so shitty. And I did see Freddy's Dead in theaters, and holy God. But I do remember seeing the first time that I watched New Nightmare. Like, I didn't have any idea what the fuck was going on. I was so confused. I was like, what is happening here? What is this movie? But yeah, I mean, you know, now I have a better grasp of what exactly Wes Craven was trying to do. And I just think it's brilliant. And like I said, it might be his best film. I don't know. Scream might, you know, that's not what we're ranking here today. That would be a really tough list to put together, I think. But I love New Nightmare. To me, it's head and shoulders above everything else except for the original. I think it's slightly better than the original.
Yeah, dude, they had Freddy Krueger separate in the credits, you know. Like, they really tried to create a world, and it was like that's what the franchise needed.
Yeah,
they said, we've done everything we could do, it pretty much acknowledges that they ruined the character and the story, and there was nothing else they could have done with this franchise than make Freddy real.
Yeah.
Because we always said, like, you know, the conversation does come up. Imagine if Freddy was real. Like, imagine having Freddy Krueger in your dream. This brought it to, you know, quote unquote reality. Amazing movie. Not number one, but amazing movie. Greg's going to be mad at you.
Yeah, well, Greg's always mad at me. Fine. It is fine. All right. So those are our Nightmare on Elm Street rankings. We're going to get to Halloween next week.
Yeah.
We're all still committed to seeing Halloween Kills.
Yes, yeah. My schedule has opened up.
Okay,
nice and wide, and I am ready to see Halloween Kills on my couch, nice and comfortable.
Right. And I've already purchased my ticket to see it in the theater on Thursday night. So,
you got your cheeks locked and loaded.
I am good. You know, I'm gonna have two milkshakes before I go in there, just in case, because they ain't ruining this movie for me. You think I'll fart somebody out at Escape Room Tournament of Champions? I guarantee I'll fart everybody out of that theater in Halloween Kills. They're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, do you think there's a reality where Rob just may say fuck it and shit his pants and sit there and watch Halloween Kills?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. If those people are getting on my nerves enough, I do too.
Rob lets out about a dozen farts and goes, you know what? All right, here we go.
They ain't getting the message. Here we go, guys. Game on.
Turd time. Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. God damn it. There we go.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. There's not that many movies like we mentioned, and the ones that are bad are bad.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I have a feeling we're going to be back to fisticuffs with each other and our listeners, even more so with Halloween. So,
yeah. Probably. Yeah. I can't win with Halloween. Because you guys already have your rankings done and they're so different. I'm going to piss at least one of you off.
Well, we're all going to have Resurrection as one. So what the hell do you have to worry about?
What I mean? Do you see what I mean?
Right. Oh, I may. Rob, I fucking may.
Yeah. And, you know, I always say Friday is my favorite franchise. I'm really starting to wonder if it's not really Halloween and I'm just holding on to the nostalgia of Friday.
Didn't I tell you that?
Good.
I said that to you. I called bullshit on that last week. Remember?
Yeah, I do love Jason, though.
I know you love Jason, but dude, I'm telling you, your favorite franchise is Halloween.
You might be right about that. You I'm might be. You. I don't know.
I guarantee Kat, after he sees Halloween Kills, he's going to push
it. That's what's going to do it. But see, the thing is, I almost have to watch it twice because I'm so hyped for it. And this happened with 2018. I came out of the theater after Halloween 2018 so disappointed because I was just so hyped for that movie. But now it's like one of my favorites. I watch it all the time. I watch that movie a ton.
I'm actually a little bit worried about the opposite because I get really hyped when I see a movie that I actually like in theater. Because I just have such a bad track record with theaters that it's like, I'm worried if it's even just a little bit good, I'll be coming out like, this is the best Halloween movie of all time, hands down. And then I'm going to regret it in like a month.
So I'm seriously thinking like, I'm going to see it in the theaters and then watch it again on Peacock before I even put it on my rankings, just so I've got a little better grasp on it, maybe.
The weirdest part is that Halloween is now going to have, after the 15th, more movies than Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Who's seen that coming?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm in the grips of an existential crisis right now because I don't know which one's my favorite franchise anymore.
I don't know what you're shocked about. I've been told you. There's no the way you talk about. Dude, seriously, the way you talk about Halloween, there's no fucking way that Friday is your favorite. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't know. I do love Friday though.
Okay, you don't love it as much as Halloween. I'm telling you.
I don't think you get to tell me what my favorite is.
I'm pretty sure
Rob,
I do.
Saw,
I
don't think you Saw's know how your new favorite were. Horror franchise. Congratulations.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, I can guarantee you.
I've decided.
Wow. Okay, well, there you go. Robin Saw's the favorite. Halloween's 2 and Friday's 3. There you go. All right, so next week we are going to be ranking Halloween. This is all in preparation for week four, the ultimate list. You guys think you're pissed at us now.
Oh, oh boy. Wait till we get to week four.
Whew.
Yeah. And you know, like I feel like our lists were similar for Nightmare. Our listeners are going to tear us apart.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Like I came out of this going, all right, we were all pretty much in the same ballpark with everything. Greg's going to flame us. Chris still isn't even talking to us.
Chris might not listen to this episode.
Yeah, Chris may never listen again.
I don't even know what we, because he won't even tell us what we did.
I know.
Yeah, I know. He just won't even talk about it.
Like I thought he would have just flamed us with, oh, you did this wrong, that wrong, this wrong. I had to ask him today.
It's like, almost creepier that he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm more scared.
I know. I brought it up today. I'm like, dude, like, let's get it over with. And he sent me a taser gif. And that's it. Like, he won't tell me what we did, dude.
I don't know. Yeah, anyway, it should be interesting. We've got Halloween next week, and then the master list and the awarding of the Autumnal Lord Humphrey Cup. Week four.
And D. Wallace, too, in the middle of all that. Let's not forget.
Oh, right? Yeah. At some point, huh?
Halloween special. D. Wallace will be joining the show.
We should talk about that off mic because I got some questions.
Don't you always?
I know.
In our last interview, the day of, who are we interviewing again?
Yeah. This time I know who, I just don't know when. That's essentially the question.
Which we've gone over three times. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is behind the scenes. This is what happens. Very professional, highbrow. All right, guys. So go follow us on Twitter. Twitter's a good time. Like I said, we've been building a great community on and off Patreon, just Twitter alone. You guys get involved. Like we talked about earlier, we just recorded Sexy Time with Rob, our extra show for each week for the Patreon. It changes every week. And you guys get involved, and it's a lot of fun. So if you're not keeping up with us, even if you don't have Twitter, make a Twitter. You know, trust me, I'm the first one to hate social media, but the horror community on Twitter, you're missing out. If you're a horror fan, you're not on Twitter, you're fucking up. So follow us at Slasher Radio. If you have Twitch, if you still have Twitch after the shit that went down, you could follow us at twitch.tv/radio, whatever the fuck it is. We throw down a lot of Friday the 13th. Go check out our website, slasherradio.com, all our articles, interviews, and episodes, and merch. Someone just bought a pair of shoes, by the way, today, guys.
Oh, nice.
Well, they did. Nice.
Yeah, they did.
Was it you?
No, it was not me. Don't. Just, I'm going to mute you. Don't.
Those are nice looking shoes. I'm thinking about getting a pair, but spent too much money on shoes already. I might have to give the shoe buying a bit of a break.
Yeah, you should have did it before your last pair. all right. So go check that out. Patreon. We talked about our community on there. It's become great. You're missing out on a lot of fun. If you enjoy the show, you'll love the Patreon. Give it a try.
Yeah, and guys, don't worry. We're going to kick Jinx out of there, so you don't have to worry about him ruining it.
Jinx, you're okay.
Jinx isn't going anywhere. We love Jinx.
Yeah, head over to patreon.com/slasherradio and sign up. You know, we've been doing this free show for a long time. You guys have been sucking it up, no problem. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, how about a few bucks? And it's nothing but crickets out here, you jackasses. Why don't you go support us?
That's what they do when we bring it up.
Yeah, all of a sudden, no. Nobody to be found when you ask for a little bit of support.
Mm-mm. I know.
But yes. Free. Oh boy, the whole world come running for that.
Yeah. So,
entitled pricks.
Oh.
Wow. Every week.
yeah, guys, make sure you check out everything. Support the show, damn it. I'm at Mikey's Dead on Twitter if you want to give me a follow. Rob, where you at?
I am on Twitter at RadioRob123. And you can listen to my other show, This Horror Life, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio.
Soon to be featured band member of This Horror Life, Cat Floor.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Cat's going to be on an upcoming episode of This Horror Life.
Yeah. That'll
be fun.
I'm looking forward to it and nervous.
I'm very nice on that show.
I've heard. I'm a big fan of that show.
See, that's the thing, Kat. He's nice on that show when one of us aren't there. Like, when I was there, he was a dick. So it was like, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, okay, Rob will be cool with me this time. He's a dick.
Well, I made him watch a French masterpiece, and you made him watch the Psycho remake.
An American masterpiece.
Yeah, and you bring out the worst in me, Mikey. It's just something about you.
Oh, wow, Rob. That's very sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. And I brought up to Ghost, too, by the way. Rob didn't remember I was on twice. Like, how did he remember?
I still don't think you were on twice.
I can promise you I was on. We did Stephen King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. You were on the Stephen King episode talking shit about Maximum Overdrive like it's not the greatest thing ever.
Nope. Oh, wait. Actually.
Hell no.
Anyway, Kat, where are they finding you?
If you must find me on Twitter, I will not answer your complaints. It's at @cat_velour, V-O-L-E-U-R. You can also check out the channels, plural, that I write for on YouTube, Wicked Binge and Blood Binge.
Hey, you got, did right. you see the shout out I gave you, Kat?
Yes, Binge? Thank you.
Did you see that, Rob?
I've got Halloween content coming out soon. Ooh. So that's
exciting. That's my favorite franchise.
Just found out.
Other than Saw.
Yeah. Blood Binge, I said that their content's very well written, and they said, we're very lucky to have Kat Velour, to work with Kat Velour. And I said, yeah, I feel the same way sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, I noticed the sometimes.
Yeah. All right, guys. So make sure you give Blood Binge a follow. Halloween content. Their stuff is, like, quality. It's not, you know, some schmuck with a fucking Logitech webcam sitting there. Like, it's high quality stuff. Give it a subscribe. And come back and check us out next week for our dreaded Halloween rankings. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.